You're listening to The Kelly Joe Show on Talk Jive Radio, a Damned In production distributed by the Institute for Native Arts and Media, a 501c3 nonprofit organization based in Norman, Oklahoma. The views and opinions expressed in the following segment are those of the individual and do not necessarily reflect those of the INAM organization. Welcome, welcome. Thanks for tuning in to this segment. This is from the Library of Congress. It was Sesame Street creator Joan Gansguny's goal to make entertaining and educational TV for underserved preschoolers. Her program went on to establish a legacy for educational television and public media as a whole. In 2019, for the show's 50th anniversary, it was announced that nearly 4,500 digitized episodes of the groundbreaking series Sesame Street would be coming to the library via American Archive of Public Broadcasting. The mission of AAPB is to digitize, preserve, and make accessible historic public media content from across the country dating back to the early 1940s. Given its age, much of the original audio and videotape is fragile and deteriorating. The AAPB is in a race against time to ensure that future generations, researchers, and the public will be able to access these programs for years to come. So, it's Sesame Street's anniversary today. And I love Sesame Street. I remember as a kid, it was always Sesame Street, right? You always had Sesame Street on. Especially if you were at home sick. Like the Sesame Street was early in the morning, and then, you know, you quickly switched over to Price is Right and getting into the soaps for the day, trying to catch up with your soaps as a first grader. But I do remember, like, in school when I was in kindergarten and the first grade, I don't remember doing it so much in the second grade, but I remember kindergarten and first grade, we would watch a lot of Sesame Street, and we would like go and get chocolate milk. We'd go to the library. It'd be milk time. You go to the library and they'd give you those milk cartons. And that was like one of the chores of the day. Everybody had a partner, and the two partners would go, and you knew how many chocolate milk to get and how many whole milk to get. There were a couple of kids who couldn't drink chocolate milk or who didn't drink chocolate milk. And so the milk getters would go and count out the little half pints of milk and take it and dole it out. And then we'd watch Sesame Street as we were enjoying our chocolate milk. I love chocolate milk. The one of the things that it sucks getting older, right? Especially like Indians. I don't know if I've always been lactose intolerant or if that's just something that happens to Indians as we get older. Because when I was younger, I used to be able to knock out ice cream. Do you hear me? Like, knock it out. I love chocolate ice cream. I love it. I love it. I love it. Do you hear me? I love it so much that when I eat it now, like, I know I'm going to be torturing myself. I know it. I know that my stomach is going to be mad at me for the rest of the day. And there's pills you can take and stuff, and I've never tried that, and maybe I should. I have a lot of stomach issues anyway. And so, like, knowingly and willingly torturing my stomach and knowing that it's going to make me sick, but yet opting to eat it anyway is a sickness unto itself. But damn it, chocolate ice cream is delicious. Like, my mouth, I'm salivating right now talking about chocolate ice cream. And chocolate milk, forget it. Oh my God, what I wouldn't give. What I wouldn't give to be able to drink a giant glass of chocolate milk with no repercussions. Those days have long gone bye-bye. And now I just have to look at it and think about it and talk myself out of it. Like, no, Kelly Jo, if you like, and now like you have to be an adult about these things, right? Like you have to rationalize and talk to your inner child that wants those things so bad, right? I'm not good at that. I'm very hedonistic. It's like, I like treat yourself day. Like, treat yourself. Like, yes, I'm going to treat myself. I don't ever deprive myself of nothing. I don't ever deprive myself of anything. In fact, I find reasons to treat myself and to indulge myself. Again, a sickness unto its own. I digress. But yeah, I want a big giant glass of chocolate milk. And then later on, I want a giant chocolate ice cream cone. Actually, they can't get that giant on a sugar cone because the sugar cones are my favorite. But you could get a double dip. Oh my God, a double dip. Woo, man. I used to be able to murder all that stuff. And now just the mere thought of it, not only like it triggers something in my head, like, you know that you can't have that. You know. And if you do, you're torturing yourself. And so just suck it up and try to go find something else chocolatey, milky and chocolatey to satiate what I now have a huge craving for. So I may have to go to Brahms later. But like, and I try to, I don't know, like, I feel like my body tells me like, okay, that's enough. But then my mind is like, wait, like, this is like, you got to finish it. you're going to torture yourself anyway. You may as well finish it, right? And so there's a lot wrapped up in that too. But whatever you're doing today, treat yourself. It's Thursday. It's a lot of people's Friday. Tomorrow is Veterans Day. And we're going to have some special interviews. I get to go and flash around tomorrow. I love that. I'm extremely grateful to the folks who invite me out to their events and who allow me my press access with my camera and to let me tell your story. It's a fantastic thing. I love it, and it's so much fun. And I just go out and I meet so many really cool people, and I see a lot of family and see a lot of friends that I don't normally get to see on a regular basis. And especially with COVID and us not being able to be together in person and just completely change the landscape of our society as we know it, to be able to get back out there, it's a beautiful thing. And COVID's still out there, y'all. Like, COVID's still out there. And I told y'all, like, I just recovered from it. And I went this whole time, got boosted, tested, all that, and still got it. And I'm glad I was actually boosted how I was, even though I still got it. I mean, my symptoms were mild. And mild, especially compared to some people who have had to go to the hospital, who died from it. Like, no, I was very fatigued, and you know, the whole losing your sense of taste and losing your sense of smell, all that. It can be kind of confusing, especially when you have those kinds of allergies. I get strep throat every year. I get strep throat every single year, and have every year of my life. I'm one of those kids, and I'm one of those adults now. And with RSV, with COVID, and the flu, all just having a grand old time, having a huge resurgence. I mean, it didn't have the impact, the flu didn't anyway, because everybody was wearing masks, right? And so, yeah, the flu numbers were down. Well, now we don't give a shitey shite about masks. Now we don't wear them. We need to start wearing them again. We do still have a lot of vulnerable populations, especially in Indian country. That's why it's important to get boosted. Hopefully the boosters are working and they're saving lives, especially Native lives. We've lost so many elders and so many Natives during COVID because of COVID. Not to mention just those we've lost due to, you know, other illness or accident or injury. And it's maybe we just need to go back to the masks. And I'm saying that to myself as much as anybody else, because I'm horrible with it. And I've got masks to match all kinds of outfits, right? when it first started, I was like, you know what? I'm going to make a fashion statement out of this if I have to wear this mask all the time. And now I've just got bags and bags of masks that are just sitting in their bags. Like I don't ever wear them or take them anywhere. And I guess my whole thing is, like, if I have to go to IHS or something like that, like, they always give you one. So, but we really, I mean, it's still out there. And now everybody is brave in getting out. And it's like, yeah, COVID, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, we really want to make sure that everybody's safe and everybody's taking their precautions. And especially now with the holidays coming up. And where we're doing more gatherings and things like that, just be real careful and just be conscientious of our vulnerable people. I'm ready to eat. I'm not even lying. I'm ready to eat. I'm ready to celebrate. And that's another thing too. So be sure to get your Thanksgiving fixins as early as you can. The people at Walmart here told me they're running out of stuff. They don't know if they're going to get it. What a scary thing. So I went ahead and prepared for that. So if you can do that, the prices of everything are so incredibly expensive. And so just prepare for your holidays and especially for those of you who are in mourning and who suffer from depression. I feel you. You're not alone. And just do your best to make it through these very hard times for people in depression. And reach out to somebody that you can talk to. And if it gets to be, if you need to. That always helps me, and especially in these times when you're around a lot of people and still feel like you're by yourself. You're not alone. And so let's prepare for these holiday seasons as best we can, and be thankful. That's the main thing. Just try to be a little thankful of what we have experienced and what we have endured. And that those of us that are still here, we're getting through. So thank you so much. And thank you for tuning in to this segment of The Kelly Jo Show, a Damn Indian production distributed by the Institute for Native Arts and Media. The views and opinions expressed in this segment are those of the individual and do not necessarily reflect those of the INAM organization. For more information or to donate, email nativeartsandmediainstitute@gmail.com. You can always catch past episodes of all shows wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much for your support.